Yesterday, we heard about WA Paralympic champ Louise Savage's early stage career as a wheelchair racer and also what motivated her to work so hard. Well, today she reveals what happened in the lead up to the 2000 Sydney Games. And it was all good.
That would just be the ultimate. And I remember waiting to hear, I was announced as one of the last six torchbearers, towards the end to the closing ceremony. And I was like, oh, this is fantastic. It's just everything. And then we had rehearsals a few days before the opening ceremony. And they said, oh, well, don't you want to know who's going to actually light the cauldron? And I'm like, oh, I didn't really care. I was already one of the six. I didn't care. But and they said, it's actually you. So it was phenomenal. And I wasn't allowed to tell anyone. I wasn't allowed to tell my family or anyone. And I did keep it a secret. And it was funny, you know, watching my parents. They were videoing the opening ceremony and my mother's there, you know, oh, you cheeky bug, you didn't even tell me. So it was fantastic. It was such a thrill and, you know, to be part of the ceremony, to have home games, I was just so proud to have the games and to have the reception that we did from the Australian public and, you know, very, very, very proud to be Australian.
The Sydney Olympics and the Paralympics, they had a situation where there was more combined events.
Yeah, during the Olympic Games, we had a demonstration event. It was an 800 metres for women. They don't have it anymore, unfortunately. But, yeah, I did get to compete in a demonstration race at the Olympic Games, which for me, I feel it was very significant to a prelude to the Paralympics. You know, what better way of showing what's going to be on, you know, showcase in the next couple of weeks than to have a race at the Olympics and get people, you know, excited and to show what we could really do and come back in and watch the Paralympics, you know. For me, that was fantastic. I realised there's not every sport was being able to be on display, but I think it was fantastic just for Paralympics in general to have that race.
Was that a shifting point? Sorry to interrupt you. Was that in terms of, you know, getting having greater awareness of Paralympics?
It had been included for a number of years prior to Sydney just as a demonstration and also at the IAAF World Championships as well. Neither of them have it anymore, unfortunately. Maybe we've got enough publicity, although I'd say we never do. But, yeah, it seems unfortunate that we don't have that anymore.
Yeah. What was it like racing in front of such a massive audience?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, the stadium obviously was packed, 110,000 people, and something I'd never done before. And I was very nervous, and I was actually quite crook on the night. I was just, you know, praying it wasn't going to be a fast race. But, yeah, it was fantastic. It was just such an amazing atmosphere, and thank goodness I won. It was a big relief, and I think, you know, it was just fantastic. I wish I'd done two victory laps instead of one. It was, yeah, phenomenal. I'll probably never get that experience ever again. So, yeah, very appreciative of the Australian public and the way we were received.
Your Paralympic career extended over, well, until 2004, so it's a very lengthy career. What was the deciding point for you to say, look, that's it?
Unfortunately, it's my body. Yeah, I did go to 2004 and the beginning of that year, I wasn't sure I was going to make it. You know, I just had so many things going on, impingements within my neck and the position that we're in the race chairs didn't really help me and problems with my elbows and shoulders and things like that. In the end, I had to make a sensible decision to stop and to realise that, you know, I still have to get around for the rest of my life and I rely on my upper body. So, and I do suffer a little bit for it now, but, you know, no regrets. But, yeah, I had to make a sensible decision to retire after 2004 competitively, yes.
And was it difficult? I mean, we often hear of sports people going through a bit of a grieving process when they decide to retire. What was it like for you?
Yeah, definitely. It was a very tough thing. It's something that, you know, obviously consumed my life and it was something that I knew very, very well and all of a sudden you didn't have that. And it's very difficult. As much as you try and prepare for it, it is very tough mentally more than anything. I remember my first Paralympics after, obviously in Beijing, I was there as a coach and that was it was really, really hard. It was really hard because a lot of my competitors were still competing, and I struggled immensely. And I think, like a lot of elite athletes, you kind of go into a hole of, you know, where do I go now and what do I do? This is something I've known for such a long time, and it's very difficult. I'm glad that I did prepare a fair bit and wanted to go into coaching and still stay involved in my chosen sport, and I'm very grateful for that. And I've now had a very long coaching career, so and I still love my sport. I'm so passionate about it.
You forget, don't you, that the end of your career was actually quite a long time ago now.
Yes, yeah. 15 years or more.
It's amazing, isn't it, to think that it's that long ago. Look, my guest is Louise Sauvage, talking about her career. I've noticed here you've done a postgraduate degree in applied science. How helpful was that for your coaching career?
Yes, very. I'm very grateful that they let me do it. I didn't actually have a degree, so they let me do this postgrad without doing that. So, you know, I did that just before I retired, and applied science sports coaching, trying to set myself up to a certain extent. And I've done obviously a number of courses since then, with the Sports Commission and, of course, with the New South Wales Institute of Sport, where I currently work. So I'm very grateful for all the assistance I've got within my coaching career and the people that I work with that have really helped me, I suppose, become the coach I am now and help the athletes that I coach as well. So, it's been fantastic just to learn the craft, and I've had some great mentors along the way as well.
What about the technology when it comes to your sport, wheelchair competition, wheelchair racing? How has that changed over the period you've been involved in the sport?
It's changed a lot, obviously, since I first raced. You know, I used to have a chair with the casters on the front that got speed wobble. We definitely don't have that anymore. The technology has come a long way in wheelchair racing, and I suppose being heavily involved at the elite level, I've seen a lot of different changes, from even the gloves that the guys wear to the wheels that they use, and the chairs being far more custom and a lot more expensive, and getting into the full carbon chairs as well now, which are amazing. So technology does play a big part in our chairs, and the technique and the way in which we push and train has changed as well. So it's fantastic to see it evolve, and you know, the guys just keep getting faster and faster. It's phenomenal. I was in Switzerland recently, and yeah, there's still world records being broken, and yeah, it's just fantastic.
And life for Louise Sauvage in 2019?
No, I enjoy a life here as much as, you know, Sydney's a pain in the bum sometimes, being, you know, the traffic that it has there. There's a lot to offer, and I enjoy a lot of the work that I do with different charities that I work with as well.
It's still work.
Yeah, definitely, but it's enjoyable. I mean, giving back is probably one of the best things to make a difference in other people's lives. And, you know, I work with wheelchair sports here, you know, coaching and also attending many things. And, yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, I obviously have a lot of friends here that I catch up with too. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
It sounds like a very rich life. Louise Sauvage, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.